各位弟兄姊妹，祝你平安。今天我给大家预备的信息是伊甸园里的叛逆。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you. Today my topic is rebellion in the Garden of Eden.
我首先要问大家一个问题，你认为今天的世界是好的还是不好的？
I want to ask everyone a question. Do you think the world today is good or evil?
我想以学校为例，那学校是学生接受教育，在信仰，在道德，在知识，在身体方面是全面发展的一个地方。
Taking schools as example, schools are places where students receive education, build their faith, morality, knowledge, and physical well-being.
可是现在的学校成了家长最不放心的地方。
However, nowadays, schools are the place parents are least reassured.
那这就是为什么在家教育在美国兴起了。
This is why homeschooling has become a hot topic.
我最早听到美国的在家教育是2014年。
The earliest time I heard about homeschooling was in 2014.
那最近两三年来，神兴起了邓丽欣牧师，在北美，在台湾，在世界各地，在吹号，推动家庭教育和圣经世界观的教育。
In the last two or three years, there has been a rise, A pastor, Deng Lixin, was inspired by God to advocate for homeschooling and education based on a biblical worldview.
目前整个美国有700万到800万的学生是在家教育。
So currently there are like 7 to 8 million students receiving homeschooling.
那郑牧师的四个孩子也都是在家教育培养出来的。
So Pastor Zheng's four children were all brought up through homeschooling.
我上网为了写这篇道，我上网查询了当今困扰青少年的一些社会问题。
For the sake of today's sermon, I searched online for social issues and problems that trouble today's teens.
说有十个最大的问题困扰着当今的青少年。
And there are 10 issues that troubled our teens.
像沮丧。这个欺凌啊，这个性的活动啊，这个药品的用药在叫啊，另外饮酒，还有肥胖，另外这个学术的问题啊，同辈的压力，还有这个社交媒体，还有这个荧幕啊屏幕的这个暴力，这些都影响着学生。
There are depression, bullying, sexual activity, drug use, alcohol use, obesity, academic problems, peer pressure, social media, and screen violence.
那加上学校在美国各个很多学校里不断发生的这个枪杀事件，青少年变性的问题，还有儿童这个贩卖的问题，再加上这个环境污染、生态失衡，整个地区之间的冲突和战争。所以世界的这个问题就显得越来越严重。
Additionally, there are school shooting, transgender individuals and children trafficking in impoverished countries. There are concerns about environmental pollution, ecological imbalance.
所以这个世界早已不是神创造的那个甚好的世界。
So this world is no longer the very good world that God created.
那个如果是我们追问这个世界败坏的根源，我们可能会向政府、向学校问罪，甚至归罪于家长没有做孩子的榜样，没有尽到教育的责任。
So tracing the roots of world's corruption, we may question governments, schools, and even blame parents for not setting a good example for their children, falling in the educational responsibilities.
但是我们如果进一步的追问的话，我们会追回到在伊甸园里边，亚当夏娃他们犯罪违背神的命令。
However, as we dive deeper into accountability, we may trace it back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, disobeying God's command.
说当人离开神之后，靠人的智慧来治理家庭、治理社会、治理政府，罪恶只能是越来越多、越来越大，直到人无可收拾为主。
When people, When people depart from God, attempting to govern families, societies, and governments with human wisdom alone, sin will only increase, becoming more and more severe until it becomes uncontrollable.
So, 今天呢，我跟弟兄姊妹呢，我们的分享呢，就是约翰创世纪的第三章。请大家打开你的圣经，创世纪的第三章，我们一起来读。
So today's passage and the verses we are going to read is Genesis chapter 3.
好，创世纪的第三章一到二十四节我们就是一起来读，好吧
？So there chapter 3:1-24. So let's read together.
好，我们找到一起来读第一节，耶和华神所造的。唯有蛇比天野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。”蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便路神能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在院中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”耶和华神对蛇说：“你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人必此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也必此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。”又对女人说：“我比多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女比多受苦楚。你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃天间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。”亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃，因为他是众生之母。耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”耶和华便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面专动火焰的剑，把守生命树的道路。好，我们感谢神的话语那从这段经文当中呢，那我也给大家来分享几点 我们说第一点，我们看到就是这里面讲到了人的堕落。那第二点呢，它讲到了神的审判。第三点呢，我们看到在审判当中，神有恩典啊给他们。啊，我们先来看啊，第一部分就是人的堕落啊。
So there are three points that we could learn from this passage. The first one is humans.Four, second is God's judgment, and last one is God's blessing.
好，我们来看第一点哈，人的堕落。
So the first one is humans' fall.
神造了亚当和夏娃之后，他设立了婚姻的制度啊，使他们啊在伊甸园里边组成一个家庭。那到第七日，我们说圣经上说神就安息了，他享受他创造了这个国度。这是神国最初的起始阶段，然而这个时候撒旦就出来，他要破坏神的创造。撒旦首先对准了神造的女人。
God created Adam and Eve and established the institute of marriage, making them into a family. On the seventh day, God rested and enjoyed the kingdom He had created.This was the earliest stage of God's wisdom. However, Satan came to interrupt God's creation. Satan targeted the woman God created by God.
在三章一节说，耶和华所造的唯有蛇比天间一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
So the first verse of chapter 3 states, Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of field which the God had created. The serpent said to the women, Did God really say you cannot eat the fruits of the tree, every tree?
说从经文当中我们就知道这个蛇是神创造的一个动物。它扮演了那个恶者，它与神为敌。
So we can really see from this verse that serpent is representative of evil.
在启示录十二章的九节啊，那里说那古蛇名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
I can't find it. 在启示录。
启示录十二章九节。
In the Revelation 12:9, it says the serpent is the dragon, the old evil.
那我们就看到这个狡猾的这个蛇，他就对这个夏娃说：“神是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
So we can really see from the verse in Genesis, the serpent said to Eve, God really say that you cannot eat the fruit of every tree.
那如果我们对比在创世纪的二章的十六节到十七节，耶和华吩咐亚当的话，当时神吩咐亚当说，园中各样树上的果子，你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃之子必定死。那我们就看到蛇在这个地方，他扭曲了，他怀疑扭曲神的话，神的命令。
So from the Genesis 2:6 to 17, God said, "You may freely eat fruits of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat." So from this verse, we can really see a serpent really distorted God's command.
所以蛇只强调神的禁令，他不提神的供应，并且暗示神是欺压人的，是夏娃怀疑神的命令。
So the serpent only emphasized the prohibition aspect of God's command and did not mention God's provision.
那夏娃是怎么回答蛇的呢？
So how did Eve respond to the serpent?
夏娃说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那个树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
Eve said, We may eat the fruit of trees of garden, but of the fruit of tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
那从夏娃的回答当中，我们就知道夏娃没有正确的掌握神的命令。
So from Eve's response, we understand that Eve did not correctly grasp God's command.
神说了你们不可吃，但神没有说你不可摸。
God said, you shall not eat, but did not say you shall not touch.
或许亚当在传递神的命令的时候，传得不完全，或者有失误，或者说夏娃就根本没有正确地掌握神的命令。
Perhaps Adam conveyed God's command incorrectly, or perhaps Eve did not grasp it correctly.
那这就给蛇攻击神的话创造了机会。
So this created an opportunity for the serpent to attack God's words.
说接下来蛇就对女人说，他说你们不一定死。
So the serpent said to Eve, you will not surely die.
你看，如果是我们看这个《驴人中》的译本的时候，他把你们不一定死译成了你一定不会死。在新译本里边，他把这句话译成了你们绝不会死。
吕正中 translated, you shall not surely die as you will not die for sure. And then in the new version of Bible translated as you will never die.
所以我们看到蛇对女人说的话，他否定了神的命令。
So we can see the serpent denied God's words.
蛇不仅否定了神的命令，而且他进一步攻击神命令的这个动机。
Furthermore, the serpent further attacks the motive behind God's command.
说蛇就说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便露神，能知道善恶。
The serpent says, for God knows that in the day you eat it, Your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
神颁布禁令的目的是为了人的益处，设立一个界限。蛇却是夏娃怀疑神的美意。
God's prohibition was to set boundaries for people, which would be beneficial for people. However, the serpent made Eve doubt God's good intentions.
那接下来会发生什么事情呢？
And then what would happen?
那我们看到圣经上说，于是女人见那棵树的果子好作食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
The Bible says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of it and ate.
说夏娃看到的是这个果子好吃好看，而且呢吃了以后可以使人有智慧。
So Eve saw the fruit was delicious, appealing, and she desired it for wisdom.
所以这时候夏娃就把神的命令给放在脑后了，她就伸手就吃了这个果子。
Therefore, Eve disregarded God's command and took action on her own.
那夏娃觉得神给她的智慧还不够，她想在神之外得到更多的智慧。
Eve felt that wisdom provided by God was not enough, as sought wisdom outside of God.
我们是不是也是这样呢？
So are we also acting in the same way?
圣经告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Bible told us,the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
人违背了神的命令，以自己的喜好决定是好是坏，这就是罪。
When people disobey God's command and decide for themselves what is good and bad based on their own desires, that is sin.
更让神生气的是亚当。
What made God even angrier was Adam's response.
当时对夏娃说话的时候，亚当就在身边。
When the serpent spoke to Eve, Adam was right there next to her.
圣经说，夏娃又给她丈夫吃，她丈夫也吃了。
So the Bible says, she also gave to her husband, and he ate.
说亚当不仅没有禁止 他的妻子夏娃吃那个禁果，而且是自己也吃了。
Adam did not only prevent Eve from eating the forbidden fruit, but also he ate it himself.
说夏娃的罪是把他的自主权置于神的命令之上，亚当的罪是听了夏娃的话，听了妻子的话，把他妻子的话置于神的命令之上。
Eve's sin was prioritizing her autonomy over God's command, while Adam's sin was obeying Eve's words over God's command.
说虽然说夏娃先吃的禁果，但责任却是在亚当。
Even though Eve ate the forbidden fruit first, but the responsibility lies with Adam.
所以亚当是明知神的命令，却是故意违反神的命令。
Adam knowingly disobeyed God's command.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这段经文当中，我们有没有看到亚当和夏娃犯罪是因为他们没有持守神的命令？
So brothers and sisters, have you noticed that Adam and Eve sinned because they did not keep God's commandment?
他们两个人都随从了蛇。
They obeyed the serpent.
所以说我们今天读神的话，明白神的话，持守神的话非常的重要。
So reading God's words, understanding His word, and keeping His word are very important.
说亚当夏娃吃了禁果以后，他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，变那无花果树的叶子，变作裙子来为自己遮羞。
After Adam and Eve ate forbidden fruit, and then their eyes were open, and then they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves.Together and made themselves coverings.
说在他们吃禁果之前，他们也是赤身露体，并不羞耻，只是可是吃了禁果之后就有了羞耻感。
So before Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, they were naked and felt no shame. After they eating the fruits, they become aware of their nakedness and felt shame.
说今天我们每个人犯了罪之后，你是不是觉得有羞耻感呢？
So even today, when we made a mistake, do we also feel ashamed?
他们知道自己赤身露体不好，所以说他们就用无花果树给自己编裙子来遮羞。
They know that being naked was not good, so they made clothes for themselves to conceal their shame.
用无花果树编裙子这件事情让我们想到，人自从犯罪之后，一直在寻求自救自赎的道路。
So this reminds us that ever since human sinned, we've been seeking ways to redeem ourselves.
但是圣经却告诉我们，唯有神的儿子耶稣基督的救恩才能够使我们永远得救。
However, the Bible tells us that only through the salvation provided God's Son Jesus can be saved, can we be saved eternally?
所以神造亚当夏娃之后，就把他们安置在伊甸园。让他们来治理管理伊甸园。
After creating Adam and Eve, God placed them in the Garden of Eden, allowing them to govern and manage it.
这种神人同住的生活可以说是非常美好的，没有任何的缺乏。
They lived in harmony with God, and their lives were abundant.
但是他们不以神给他们的为最好，他们在神以外寻求智慧，结果他们与神的关系。出了问题，他们彼此之间的关系也出了问题。
However, they did not consider what God has given them to be the best. They insist on seeking wisdom outside of God, which resulted in a rift in their relationship with God and with themselves.
所以在创世纪的三章的八节圣经说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在院中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中。躲避耶和华神的面。
So in Genesis 3:8, it says, They heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool weather, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees of the garden.
说神人之间的亲密关系不见了，他们躲避神，不敢见神的面。
The intimate relationship between God and people disappeared, and they hid from God, afraid to face Him.
So, 当神在园中呼叫他们的时候，亚当说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”
When God called out to Adam and asked where he was, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I'm afraid, because I'm naked. I hate myself.
却说针对神的责备，那亚当是怎么回答的呢？
So regarding God's rebuke, what's the Adam's response?
亚当把犯罪的责任推给了神。
Adam blamed God.
他说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
He blamed God by saying, the woman you have given me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate.
神本来是为亚当造一个配偶来帮助他，亚当却把神赐给他的那个女人说成是他犯罪的根源。
God intended to provide Adam with a companion, and Adam perceived the woman given to him by God as the source of his sin.
那夏娃呢？夏娃又把的责任推给了蛇。
And Eve, on the other hand, blamed onto the serpent.
说夏娃说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
So Eve said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
亚当和夏娃夫妻本来是互为一体，彼此信任，互不防备。
Adam and Eve originally meant to be in one flesh, trusted each other and have no guard against each other.
因着他们不持守神的话，他们就犯罪了，结果是推卸责任，指责对方，借口自辩，谁也不愿承担责任。
So because they disobeyed God's word,And the result was shifting blame, accusing each other, making excuses, and seeking self-defense. Neither of them were willing to take responsibility.
我们在家里边夫妻之间是不是也是这样呢？
So, do we act the same in the family, in a couple's relationship?
如果某些事情办砸了，是不是也是互相推卸责任呢？
So when do we blame for each other for things that did not go right?
神对人犯罪绝不姑息。
God does not tolerate human sin.
神按照犯罪的因果顺序，一个一个的宣布他的审判。
God announced his punishment according to the cause and effect in the sequence of sin.
先是对蛇，然后再对夏娃，再对亚当宣告审判。
First to the serpent, and then to Eve, and finally to Adam.
神的审判包括两个方面，一个是功用的改变，一个是关系的改变。
So God's punishment includes changes in the function and changes in relationships.
耶和华神对蛇说，他说你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你不用肚子行走，终身吃土。
The God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life.
蛇应当是一个很美丽的动物，要不魔鬼怎么会利用蛇来欺骗夏娃呢？
The serpent was probably a beautiful creature. Otherwise, how could the devil have used it to deceive Eve?
可是自从人犯罪之后，神惩罚蛇用肚子行走，终身吃土。
After humans sinned, God punished the serpent by making it crawl on its belly and eat dust for the rest of its life.
说神为了挽回当初创造的美意，神要解决罪的问题，要恢复神和人之间的关系，所以说神发出了预言。
So God, in order to restore the original intent of creation, address the issues of sins, and restore the relationship between God and human, He had a prophecy.
所以神对蛇说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So the prophecy is, you will be enemies with women.Between your offsprings and hers, and he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
女人的后裔指的是站在神这边的女人的后裔。蛇的后裔是指的那些与神为敌的势力。
The offspring of women refers to those who stand on God's side, while the offspring of serpents refers to the forces opposed to God.
说这两股的力量彼此为敌、啊、从人犯罪之后神的惩罚的时候开始、啊、彼此为敌直到2000年之前女人的后裔耶稣基督在十字架上打败了魔鬼。
The two forces have been enemies ever since. Until about 2,000 years ago, the offspring of the women, of the woman Jesus, defeating the evil on the cross.
说在十字架上，耶稣打败了魔鬼。耶稣虽然是死了，但神却使他从死里复活，这是魔鬼万万想不到的。
Through Jesus' death, God raised him from the dead and ascended to him to the heaven, which the devil never anticipated.
说这就应验了神的预言，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
This fulfilled God's prophecy. The offspring of women will crush the serpent's head, and the offspring of serpents will strike his heel.
那接下来神宣布对夏娃的审判。
So also God said to the woman.
神又对女人说：“我比多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女比多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”
So God said to Eve, "I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you."
说女人怀胎生产的这个苦楚，现在从夏娃传给了每一个女人。
So the pain of a pregnancy and childbirth passed out from Eve affects every woman.
恋慕你丈夫，这个恋慕这个词，根据在创世纪的4:7那边的那个恋慕就是罪了恋慕你的那个恋慕。那根据这个意思呢，这个恋慕呢指的是征服或者辖制的意思。
The desire for your husband here refers to the urge to conquer or dominate.
说人犯罪之后啊，这个妻子想辖制丈夫，反被丈夫来辖制，两人的关系就不再和睦了。
A wife may desire to control her husband, but will instead be dominated by him, leading to disharmony in their relationship.
今天你和你的配偶的关系怎么样呢？是不是彼此辖制呢？还是彼此顺服、彼此相爱呢？
How's your relationship with your spouse? Do you dominate each other or do you submit to one another in love, just as you submit to the Lord's love?
那我们来看神对亚当的审判。
So we can look at the punishment to Adam.
神又对亚当说：“你既听从了妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你，不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。”
So God also said to Adam, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree above which I commanded you, you must not eat from it."
你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。
So cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
If the earth will produce thorns as thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of field.
你也必汗流满面，才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本于尘土。也要归于尘土。
By the sweat of your hard work, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. And since from it you were taken, for the dust you are, and to the dust you will return.
所以亚当选择听从妻子的话，没有听从神的话，导致地受咒诅，地里边长出了荆棘和蒺藜来。
Adam chose to listen to his wife instead of obeying God's command, which resulted in a curse upon the ground and the growth of thorns and thistles.
亚当自己也必须工作劳苦，汗流满面才能够糊口。
Adam himself had to work hard and toil to earn a living, sweating profusely for his surviving.
所以我们看到自从人犯罪之后啊，我们的始祖亚当夏娃他们在肉体在情感在精神上开始受苦了。
So we see that after committing sin, Adam and Eve began to suffer physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
所以这是人间一切苦难的来源。
This marks the root of all suffering in the world.
亚当接受了神的惩罚，但是呢，他没有责怪妻子，也没有与神争执。
Adam accepted God's punishment without blaming his wife or arguing with God.
他认识到妻子将是全人类的母亲，所以给他起名叫做夏娃。
He recognized that his wife would become the mother of all humans and named her Eve.
希伯来文里边就是这个亚当呢，就是人类的意思啊，夏娃呢就是指的生命。
So the meaning of Adam means humans, and the meaning of Eve means is life.
那神对他创造的人是有恩典的。
So there's a blessing from God's creation.
神主动的为亚当夏娃做皮衣，并给他们穿上。
God in proactively took the make the clothes for Adam and Eve.
那对比亚当夏娃，他们用无花果树叶子做的裙子，那神做的皮衣肯定是。这个耐用。
In contrast to the fig tree and fig leaves Adam and Eve made for themselves, God's clothing was more durable.
当他们穿着神做的皮的时候，实际上是在时刻的神在用这个皮衣来提醒他们，你们是罪人。
So these clothes made by God as like constant reminder of their sins.
小弟兄姊妹，有没有想到，我们一旦穿上衣服的时候，在提醒我们，我们是罪人
？After clothes, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought, like every time when we wear our clothes, it's a reminder for us that we are sinful people?
神给他们穿上皮之后，怕他们又摘那个生命树上的果子，就永远的活着，就把他们打发出去了。
God was concerned that they might eat from the tree of life and live forever, so he expelled them from the garden.
人失去了伊甸园的丰盛。
Humans lost the abundance of Adam.
神本来是让他们在伊甸园里边看守管理，现在呢，却把他们打发出去，让他们去耕种他那出自之土。
God intended for Adam to tend and care for the garden, but now Adam was set out of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
说神让这个这个基路伯就是天使和火焰看守伊甸园，亚当再也不能回去。
God used the cherubim and the flaming guarded the entrance to Eden.Preventing Adam from re-entering.
So, in the Bible, this cherubim or fire is a symbol of God's presence or God's dwelling.
In the Bible, cherubim and flames symbolize the presence and dwelling place of God.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你们就看到，因为人的犯罪，神和人之间就从此就分离了。
So, we can really see, due to humans' sin, God and humans were separated.
那尽管人堕落得罪了神，神却肯定他创造人类是一件正确的事情。
Despite humans' fall and sin against God, God affirmed that creating humans was the right thing to do.
说神是有恩典的。
God is gracious.
说神没有立刻灭绝亚当和夏娃。
He did not immediately destroy Adam and Eve.
神要借着亚当和夏娃。去生养众多，遍满地面，让人类一代一代的传下去，直到今天。
Instead, God desired humans to multiply through Adam and Eve, fulfilling the earth with generations upon generations of people, carrying on until today.
亚当夏娃的故事告诉我们，犯罪的人是无法自救的。
So from Adam and Eve's story.Sin for humans cannot save themselves.
但神为人类预备了救恩，那就是女人的后裔，神的儿子耶稣基督。
God prepared salvation through humans, for humans through the offspring of women, Jesus Christ.
说耶稣基督在十字架上流血牺牲，为我们预备这个救恩。
Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross to redeem ourselves from sins.
说今天面对这个社会上这个世界上有许多的问题，我们世人应当回到神的面前认罪悔改，在耶稣基督里边得着新的生命。
Face the numerous social issues, people should turn back to God, confess their sins, and find new life in Jesus Christ.
如果人不相信耶稣，我们的生命就得不到更新。
So if without believing Jesus and experience spiritual renewal, people will not ease from sin.
人的生命得不到更新，我们就继续犯罪。
If our lives cannot be renewed, then we will continue the sin.
大家都听说过这个袁佑轩的这个名字吧？
You may have heard of 袁佑轩。
他曾经是一个同性恋，是一个毒贩，后来信主，去神学院读书，做了神学院的教授，成了作家，现在也是被众教会邀请去讲座。
袁佑轩 was once homosexual and involved in dealing with drugs. Later, he became a Christian, attended seminary, became a ministry professor and author, has been invited to share his testimony in many churches.
袁佑轩九岁的时候，他在朋友家发现了一本色情杂志。那些色情杂志让他对性有了扭曲的看法。
袁佑轩found a magazine on pornography at age 9, and those magazine affected him, his perspectives on sex.
在这个色情杂志的刺激下，16岁的他就有了第一次的同性恋接触。
Under the influence of a magazine of pornography, at age 16, he had first interactions with the same sex.
他一直隐藏这件事情，直到他20岁的时候向父母宣布，我是同性恋。
He hid this fact. At age 20, he came out to his parents and told them he was gay.
说他这一宣布给他的母亲、父母亲造成了极大的痛苦。
His decision to come out created great torment to his mother.
他的妈妈逼他在家庭和同性恋之间做出一个选择。
His mother forced him to make a choice over his family and gay relationship.
他向母亲撒谎说他是天生的同性恋。
He told his mother that he was born as a gay.
他的父亲就指责他的妈妈。并提出和他妈妈离婚。
His father blamed his mother and wanted to divorce his mother.
针对父母的反应，袁佑轩收拾行李离家出走。
In response to his parents' reactions, 袁佑轩 packed his 袁佑轩 left home.
当他母亲看到儿子出走，想到自己的婚姻破裂，难受的走投无路，想一死了之。
When his mother saw his son left and considered his broken marriage, he felt overwhelmed and saw no way out. So he thought of suicide.
尽管他的母亲不相信上帝，但是他决定是见一位教会的牧师。
Although his mother by then did not believe in God, she still decided to meet with a church pastor.
那个牧师给了他一本关于同性恋的一个小册子。
The pastor gave her a booklet.A pamphlet about homosexuality.
他买了一张车票去 Louisville， 离我们这很近啊。Louisville 这个地方，他的儿子在那个地方关着啊，就说他计划啊，他儿子在上学，他计划在那里与他儿子做最后的告别。
Then she bought a train ticket to Louisville to say a final farewell to her son.
那在火车上，他就阅读这个小册子。这个小册子解释了神的救赎的计划。
On the train, she began to read the pamphlet.
其中讲到，所有的人都是罪人，但上帝爱他们，尽管他们有罪。
The pamphlet explained God's plan of redemption, stating all are sinners, but God loves them despite their sins.
在他阅读这个小册子时候，上帝打开了他母亲的心眼。
As she was reading that pamphlet, God opened her eyes.
他母亲说，我意识到尽管我有罪，就像上帝爱我，我也爱这个佑轩，尽管他作为一个同性恋者离开了家。
His mother said, I realize that despite my sins, just as God loves me, I can also love Yuxuan, and even though he left home as a homosexual.
到他的母亲到了 Louisville 之后，这个母亲就拨打了这个小册子背后的一个电话号码，结果呢，是一位女的基督徒，和他建立了联系。
After arriving in Louisville, the mother dialed a phone number listed on the back of the pamphlet and connected with a Christian woman.
后来在以后的六个礼拜，这个六个星期里边，这位女基督徒呢就指导她来学习圣经。
Over the next 6 weeks, this Christian woman guided his mother in studying the Bible.
说她的妈妈信主了。
So his mother became a believer.
他的父亲看到妈妈的变化，就同他母亲一同去教会。后来呢，他父亲也信主了。
His father saw his mother's transformation and also attending church with her, and eventually his father became a believer too.
那这个时候的袁伟轩在读博士学位，他把很多的时间都花在了同性恋的俱乐部。
And this time, 袁伟轩was pursuing a doctoral degree. He spent most of his free time in LGBTQ clubs.
所以这个时候他又开始吸毒。
And he also dedicated his time to using drugs.
而且为了负担他这个吸毒的这个花费，他开始向他的朋友、向他的同学，甚至有一位教授来出售毒品。
To afford his drug use,He started to sell drugs to friends, classmates, and even a professor.
他自己说，他说我白天是研究生，晚上就是淫乱的毒贩。
He described himself as a graduate student by day, a debauched drug dealer by night.
所以说，袁永轩后来被学校开除了。
So as a result, 袁永轩 was expelled from graduate school.
他离开学校之后，他做起了毒品的供应商。
Later, he became a drug supplier.
他说我在我的世界里边，我成为我自己的上帝。
He stated that in his world, he became his own God.
说他的父母为了他开始来祷告。
His parents started to pray for him.
并请教会的弟兄姊妹为他来祷告。
And asked the brothers and sisters at church to pray for him.
他的母亲连续八年每个星期一进食。
So his mother fasted every Monday for 8 years.
有一次进行了39天的进食。
Even engaged in a 39-day fast.
说每天的早晨，他的母亲就进到他自己的祈祷室里边，要待上几个小时。
Every morning, his mother spent hours in her prayer room.
有一天，神回答了，回应了。应允了他母亲持续的祷告。
God one day answered her mother's persistent prayers.
有一天，联邦缉毒员就抓捕了袁伟轩。
And then one day, federal drug enforcement officers arrested 袁佑元。
说袁伟轩在这个拘留所的一个垃圾堆里边，他找到了一本圣经。
So 袁佑轩 found a Bible at the garbage heap.
然后他就开始阅读这个圣经。
So he started to read the Bible.
不久，他被发现有艾滋病阳性。
So shortly after, he was diagnosed with HIV positive.
那这个时候的袁伟轩一开始感到很震惊，然后他继续的来读圣经。
So he was shocked, but he continued reading the Bible.
他读的圣经越多，圣灵就越让他确信自己有许多的偶像包括同性恋。
The more he read,The more the Holy Spirit convinced him of many idols, including homosexuality.
说经过一段时间的读经，圣灵开他的心眼，使他相信了耶稣。
After a period reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit opened his eyes, leading him to believe in Jesus.
他相信耶稣之后，他进到了牧底神学院去读书。
After believing in Christ, 袁佑轩 enrolled at Moody Bible Institute.
他获得了这个学士学位
，where he earned a bachelor's degree。
然后他接着又到了惠敦学院去学习，又获得了硕士学位。
Then he got his master's degree at Wheaton College.
然后他又进到了伯特利神学院去学习，又获得了教牧学的博士学位。
And then he got a doctoral degree in pastoral studies at Bethel Seminary.
然后他又回到了穆迪神学院去任教十年。
After graduation, he taught at Moody Bible Institute for 10 years.
在2011年的时候，他和他的母亲出版了他们的见证，他说是不再是我同性恋儿子与心碎母亲的归家之路。
In 2011, he and his mother published their testimony called Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God and a Broken Mother's Search for Hope.
说在2018年的时候，他又出版了另一本的书，这叫圣洁性恋。
2018, he published another book called Holy Sexuality and Gospel.
圣洁性恋在讲的就是，他说圣经里不是在讲同性恋，也不是在讲异性恋，而是讲的圣洁性恋。
So in this book, he said in Bible, God in the Bible is not talking about homosexuality or heterosexuality, but it's about a holy relationship.
所以圣洁性恋指的两个方面，一个是对单身的人，你要对神要忠诚，要圣洁。
So holy sexuality refers to maintaining chastity as a single person.
那第二个方面指的是在婚姻中的男女对妻子或对丈夫要忠诚。
And another meaning is being faithful to one another in a marriage as a couple.
说这两个方面，一个核心就是要顺服神。
So with these two aspects, the core principle is to obey God.
约翰轩他自己说，他说尽管他仍然有那种同性的吸引，但是他在基督里面的新的身份是他顺服神。
袁佑轩 says that despite his experience of being attracted by same-sex person, his new identity in Christ compels him to obey God.
说袁佑轩的生命改变告诉我们，神是一个施恩的神，他没有放弃他的拯救。
So from the transformation in Yuan Youxuan's life teaches us that God is gracious and he never gives up on his salvation.
说因着他的同性恋行为，神带领他的母亲信主，带领他的父亲信主，最后也带领他信主，神拯救了他们一家。
Despite Yuan Youxuan's struggles with same-sex behavior, God led his mother, father, and himself to faith, bringing salvation to their family.
说弟兄姊妹，今天对我们每一个人来说，从我们学的这段经文里边，从袁永贤这个实例当中，我们有三点要思考的。
So from all these Bible verses and his teaching and Yuan Youxuan's testimony, there are three points that we could apply in our lives.
我们必须明白并且持守神的话。
So we have to understand and obey God's words.
在这个自主权和神的命令之间，我们要选择遵守神的命令。
We need to choose follow God's commandments over human autonomy.
神是对犯罪绝不姑息。
God does not tolerate sin.
所以我们不能够故意犯罪。
So we cannot purposefully sin.
那万一你犯罪了怎么办呢？你要到耶稣面前来认罪悔改。
If you do sin, repent and seek forgiveness before God.
神在他的审判当中是有恩典的。
So God's judgment is accompanied by grace.
在耶稣再来之前，我们人类仍有得救的机会。
Until Jesus returns, humans still have a chance for salvation.
那对于我们个人来说，趁着我们活着，我们就要相信耶稣，接受他的救恩。
So while we are still alive, accept Jesus' salvation and help our family members.
那也要帮助我们家人，我们身边的人相信耶稣。
Help our families and friends to believe in Jesus.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们满心的谢谢你，谢谢你透过创世纪三章来教导我们，我们如何能够持守神的话语，成为一个讨神喜悦的人。
Lord God, thank you so much for the verses in Genesis 3:1-24 that we are able to keep His command and become a purified person.
你让我们认识到你是一个施恩的神。
So you help us understand you are gracious.
尽管今天有时候我们还犯罪得罪你，但是神，你仍然给我们得救的机会。
Even though we sometimes sin against your will, and you still give us opportunity to for salvation.
求主来保守我们自己，成为一个顺服神的人。
Please help us to be obedient.
让我们紧紧地来跟随耶稣。
So we can walk alongside with Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Thank you so much in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，好，弟兄姊妹，下面呢是今天我们是主日有圣餐的时间，你可以，你可以也翻译吧。
Oh, okay.
圣餐的时间。
Okay. This is a time to receive communion.